Yeah?
Senator Long of Louisiana returning your call.
Russell? Russell? Hello.
Thank you. President?
Russell?
Yeah, Mr. President.
I had a minute, but I held some folks out of here. I wanted to find out. They told me y'all broke up this afternoon. Did you make any progress?
Mr. President, God, I don't like the way things are going. I thought with Willa Mills undertook to talk to us for a couple of days as though he's going to do something. That meant that he'd willing to do what he's talking about, you see? And so I was just riding on cloud nine, figured we're going to settle this Medicare thing, get it out of our hair, and get it behind us. After I talked to you, I've been out campaigning for votes, and I've got a majority. I've got 40 senators ready to vote for me to make me the whip when Humphrey gets moved up to his job. But I left that thing with Anderson and Gore, understanding that I can't leave my proxy with him because Harry Byrd will figure I double-crossed him if I did that. So the only thing I can do is just to be there when the vote occurs and say, send for me when you need me. But anyway, I've been voting me and Smellett, or at least I've been sitting there with the proxy for me and Smellett to hang on in the event that we had to do this. Now, Wilbur said something to me this morning that sounded like he just wasn't planning to take anything. He said, you've got to divorce it completely from Social Security, otherwise it can't be considered. Then he brings up some points of order thing, and I wish you'd talk to Clinton Anderson, because Anderson is very upset about the way things are going right now. So I figured, I guess if worse come worse, I'll go and make a missionary call on Willow Mills. I didn't want it, frankly. I'm in a hell of a spot there, see, because Harry Byrd wants to beat this thing. As you know, I love the guy, and I'm tied to him, and I try to be true to him and all that sort of thing. At the same time, I'd be willing to take anything that Mills would go for, and I'm hanging on for it as a responsible Senate conferee. But even though I voted against it on the floor, I think we're in trouble, and I think Clinton can explain to you better than I can. Wilbur hadn't shown his hand yet, but I think what we're in for is that he's getting ready to say that, after talking to us for a couple of days, well, I'm sorry, fellas, but this stuff won't work, and it can't be done. And that being the case, I suggest we go ahead and settle for the rest of the bill and talk about this Medicare business next year. Now, I can vote against receding two or three times, and after that, I'm going to have to vote to recede. Now, you said make them vote on it, and I approached Wilbur with just that. So he said, no, I'm not going to do that. He said, I suggest we go back and report disagreement and ask for instructions. He said, no, I'm not going to do that.
How in the hell, then, can I ever make an issue over there, then?
What?
How can I ever make an issue in the House if I can't get a vote on it?
Well, now, here's my thought. My thought is when he takes that back, you see, the House has to act first on a conference report.
Mm-hmm.
So when he takes that conference report back, I think I ought to sign it if we get down to where we can't get anything. I think I ought to sign what we've got, what we can get. And Gore and Anderson should refuse to sign. Then when he goes back to the House, I think that the House people are saying, the Senate is going to oppose this conference report. Gore and Anderson put them on notice and announced that we're going to oppose it. And so the question comes in the House on approving the conference report. And somebody should get up and say, Boggs would be the logical guy to do it, to say, now we think in good conscience. Or else King can do it, we think in good conscience. We should have taken at least some part of what the Senate had, you see. We think there should have been some kind of a Medicare program. And we want more conference. We want to go back and confer, and I'm against that conference report. Of course, you recall all my frustrating efforts to get back to conference when I lost my amendment.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd say that, but the one time I did get back to conference, you recall the time we were fighting on that thing about the support of rubber plants, and then we beat the conference report.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say that that the show that you can get a vote on it, and that when they bring it back up, when they bring it back to the House and bring that thing up, you can say, well, now, wait a minute, I think that we should have taken some part of Medicare, and I think that we ought to go on record on this. And the only way I see to do it is to vote against the conference report. Now, that's my thought right now.
Let me talk to Clint. You forget I called you, so they won't say to get jealous. And I'll talk to him later, and much obliged to you.
Yes, sir.
Bye.